The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
All right, picking up where we left off.
You are a U.S. attorney. You raised the possibility of convictions. I talked to a prominent defense lawyer who said, if you got 9 charges against you, might be able to get you off, work a deal. 91? I don't know about that. So are you convinced that he will be convicted of something in all of this?
He's going to be convicted this spring in Washington on the January 6th stuff. And the thing that convinced me of that was Mark Meadows getting a deal. Listen, I was around the White House during that period of time. Mark Meadows was Velcroed to Donald Trump's hip. He was with him every minute of the day. He knows everything that was discussed, everything that was told to Donald Trump about the real results of the election, everything that Donald Trump instructed others to do. He knows it, and he's going to be an objective observer about that. And, you know, with an immunity deal, he has no reason not to tell the absolute truth, which also includes that he engaged in committing crimes as well. And so here we have a criminal enterprise going on at the White House, and we want to send this back? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. And the only reason that there's even context for this conversation is because so many people are also dissatisfied with Joe Biden. You've got two people, both of whom, in my opinion, quite frankly, are too old for the job.
Oh, God.
Who show signs every day that they're not up to the job every day.
Seriously?
And so the American people sit there and say, look, what are we going to do with this choice? And that's why I'm out here fighting for this. It's not that I had nothing else to do. I had some pretty nice gigs I was doing that were very enjoyable and that were really good for my family. But I couldn't sit by and let this happen. And it bothers me just as much to have people who are in the race pretending to run for president.
So I applaud him for running for president when he was so comfortable and happy and, doing good things for his family, as he says. But he just couldn't watch this happen. And so he jumped into the race. And I applaud him and I appreciate that. But to equate Donald Trump and his ridiculously sour, horrifying character and his vision for ending America, which is what Donald Trump has, a vision of ending democracy, a vision of making himself president for life, a vision of autocracy, which he, keeps on telling you is what he'll do. With Joe Biden, simply because they're 3 years apart in age, that doesn't wash for me. You know, Joe Biden is, they were all today at Rosalynn Carter's funeral. MSNBC, CNN, I didn't even check Fox. I don't care. Okay, can I just say, I don't care. But former First Lady Rosalynn Carter was honored at her funeral service today. And all the past presidents showed up. Sans one, guess everybody who didn't have the decency to pay tribute to a woman like Rosalynn Carter, a woman whose entire life was devoted to service to humankind, whether she was the First Lady, whether she was promoting democracy in that role, whether she was building stuff like houses for people who didn't have homes, whether or not she was making peace or helping her husband make peace between two intractable, seemingly intractable enemies who still are at war with each other because the sides that they were able to bring together to make the peace, which Rosalynn Carter was around for, which Jimmy Carter actually did, the sides that were part of the peacemaking were killed by their own people, by the extreme Muslim Brotherhood, Anwar Sadat, and the extreme uber orthodox, the Likud party, which is now leading this version of the war through Benjamin Netanyahu, because that is his party. Anyway, I mean, why wouldn't you show up for somebody like that? Why would you not? Now, I will say Melania showed up, which is really kind of crazy because we haven't seen her since 2021. Do you realize that Melania hasn't shown her, surgerized face since 2021? She hasn't been at any of the Trump events. She hasn't gone to any of his rallies, any of his appearances in gymnasiums across the country. She hasn't done anything at all to support it, but she showed up for the, and I'm not really sure why, but she was there and sat there on the aisle next to Michelle Obama, and Barack was there. All the couples were there, okay? Bill and Hill were there. Jill and Joe were there. Barb and George were there. I mean, everyone was there except for, you know, her husband, who just doesn't have it in him to pay respect to a woman that, if there is a heaven, which the evangelicals that vote for this, you know, this schmuck actually believe there is, if there is one, guess who's there? Guess who got in today? Guess who got in without even any, come on in, please, come in, influence us, because as angelic as we are, we could always benefit from sitting with you, Rosalind. Yeah. I mean, how could you not? How could you not? Anyway, she is somebody that I wish everybody would know. She's somebody that I wish everybody would look up. She's somebody that brought all kinds of attention that was, you know, positive attention to the issues of mental illness, so that it became mental health instead of, you know, a stigma. It became, hey, let's get healthy. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, everything she did was, you know, for others. Everything she did. Plus, she had the love of her life, which how many of us could actually say, for 77 years, to the point where he is 99, she was 96, and he actually had the gentlemanly nature to let her go first, to let her go ahead of him. And now poor Jimmy has to die alone. Do you know what I'm saying? And he is in hospice. So, you know, at 99, everybody was hoping he would make it to 2024, October 21st, a day after my sister's birthday, is the only reason why I know it's Jimmy Carter's birthday, because my sister's October 20th, but his is the 21st. And if he lives to the 21st of October, next October, he will have made his 100 year. But it's going to be so hard for him to live without her. They were so madly crazy in love. You don't hear stories like that anymore. You know why, everybody? You know why? Twitter, TikTok, anti-social media, driving a wedge between people, not pulling people together. And screw the TikTok commercials. I don't know how many of you have actually seen them, because I don't know how many people actually watch the TV anymore. I know everybody's streaming now. And, you know, when you buy, you don't have to watch these, you know, glorious pharmaceutical ads. You don't have to know about what cures eczema. You don't have to know about what cures psoriatic, you know, psoriasis on the skin. And also psoriatic arthritis. You don't have to know that. You don't have to know anything about it, okay? You don't have to know about GOLO. You don't have to know about insulin resistance. You don't have to know about nothing. It's a wonderful, you know, existence, I suppose. I don't enjoy.
The Great American Jingle is back. I'm telling you, these are my favorite songs.
Which one?
All of them. The Sky Rizzy, the Jardians. These are my favorite. I sing them in the shower.
I know, I do.
The Great American Jingle is back.
It's the little pill. The little pill.
With
that,
the big story.
With the big story
tell.
To tell. And the yellow dress lady. The lady with the.
I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, we're all obsessed with her. She's amazing. She's a talent. She's somebody to reckon with now in our world. But I just don't know how many people actually, you know, watch the TV anymore. And because they don't watch the TV anymore, they have no idea what's important, because they are all on social media, okay, and streaming their TV, and they have absolutely no idea at all what Sky Rizzy is. No, or anything that matters. They really don't. But yes. So this was a beautiful love affair. This was an amazing love affair. This is just an incredible life, well lived, all that. And I don't know. I don't know if you know, anybody's going to ever be able to replicate that, because we live being torn apart each and every minute of each and every day. If you're scrolling and finding love now, you want to know how to do it? You want to know? Okay, watch me. Learn from me, everybody. This is how you do it. That's it. That's how you find love. You don't have to get dressed. You don't have to get out of your pajamas. You don't even have to leave your house. No. All things random.